The convenience store chain Sheetz is dropping its West Virginia-made pepperoni rolls. The news came as a shock to Rogers and Mazza, a Clarksburg bakery that sells to Sheetz. Up until last Friday, the owners of Rogers and Mazza Bakery were excited to see their business growing. The family-owned business has roots in making pepperoni rolls, all the way back in the early 1960s.
We started making pepperoni rolls back then, and we've grown to go to 5 states, and we currently are making over 20,000 pepperoni rolls a day.
Dennis Mazza's stepfather owns a bakery that was notified through an email from the Sheetz corporate office.
Last Friday, I logged on to my email to check right before the weekend, and there was an email from their corporate saying that all bakeries, all direct store delivery bakeries, they will no longer need our services. They appreciated they decided to go with the warehouse program and that another bakery would start delivering pepperoni rolls to their store.
These warehouse-made pepperoni rolls might come from a bakery in Pennsylvania, although Sheetz did not return a call from West Virginia Public Broadcasting to confirm that detail. On social media, pepperoni roll aficionados have come down pretty hard against Sheetz for its decision.
You know, it's the unofficial official state food of West Virginia. You know, it's like the Philly cheesesteak probably in Pennsylvania or the Chicago-style pizza in Illinois. You know, it's just when they think of West Virginia food-wise, it's what, you know, generally people think of.
After the public outcry, Sheetz then invited Rogers and Mazza Bakery to a meeting this Thursday to discuss the future of the West Virginia pepperoni roll. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.